The title of this book is Strange But True Stories, Tales, and Facts, subtitled Time and Dimensional Travel, Real Monsters, Aliens and UFOs, OOPAs, and Much More, authored and narrated by Martin K. Eddington. This is the synopsis from the beginning of the book. I've researched and written over 150 books on strange and mysterious phenomena. Some of these books are based on my own experiences, and most topics are based on my research. My fascination with strange things has become a major passion in my life. This book includes over 60 true stories on many subjects to provide a lot of food for thought on these topics. These stories cover Bigfoot, aliens and UFOs, time and dimensional travel stories, survival stories, ancient civilizations, out-of-place artifacts, dragons, giant snakes, the paranormal, longevity, outer space, spiritual experiences, impossible ruins, and much more. Graduated from the engineering school and also had many paranormal experiences from learning meditation and other practices. My goal is to write about weird topics from an analytical perspective. When you finish this volume, maybe you will see my point of view, which is that as much as we think we know about this world and the universe, there are still many mysteries and strange things out there. Copyright page says the following. This book is copyrighted for 2024. Title, Strange But True Stories, Tales, and Facts. Subtitle, Time and Dimensional Travel, Real Monsters, Aliens and UFOs, OOPAs, and Much More. The Legendary Animals and Creatures Series, Book 10. By Martin K. Eddington, All Rights Reserved, USA, 2024. Printed in the United States of America. I've got over 150 books I've published on my website. You can find them at mkeddingtonbooks.com. That's spelled mkeddingtonbooks.com. Chapter 1.0, Introduction. I've researched and written over 150 books on strange and mysterious phenomena. Some of these books are based on my own experiences, and most topics are based on my research. My fascination with strange things has become a major passion in my life. This book includes over 60 true stories on many different subjects to provide a lot of food for thought on these topics. These stories cover Bigfoot, aliens and UFOs, time and dimensional travel stories, survival stories, ancient civilizations, out-of-place artifacts, dragons, giant snakes, the paranormal, longevity, outer space, spiritual experiences, impossible ruins, and much more. Graduated from engineering school and also had many paranormal experiences from learning meditation and other practices. My goal is to write about weird topics from an analytical perspective. When you finish this volume, maybe you will see my point of view, which is that as much as we think we know about this world and the universe, there are still many mysteries and strange things out there.
Chapter 2.0, Pictures of Huge Marine Animals. My book, Sea Serpents and Ocean Monsters, has some unusual evidence of incredible sea animals. There seem to be some huge marine animals which are unknown except they showed up in satellite pictures. A giant underwater crab? The seaside town might be famed for its oysters, but this incredible image could soon have visitors flocking to Whitstable in the hope of catching Britain's biggest crab. The photograph, which has been shared online, appears to show a crustacean that's at least 50 feet wide, lurking in shallow water. While some insist it is proof of Crabzilla, others argue that the shadowy figure is nothing more than an unusually shaped sandbank, or simply a playful hoax. And here we see a picture of a pier, where we can see rows of cars, and this crab picture in the water off the pier seems to be larger than the breadth of two or three cars. Crabzilla, the photograph above, which has been shared online, appears to show a crustacean that's at least 50 feet wide, lurking in the shallow water. It dwarfs the fishing boats resting on the nearby pier. The image shows the outline of the crab in the mouth of Kent Harbor, dwarfing the pier. Its curator, Quentin Winter, said that at first he thought the image sent to him by a follower showed an unusual sand formation, but he's now convinced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?